Praise and thank God that He gave us this day to live and worship Him. It's always a great blessing that we can gather here to worship the true and living God. So the last time I was here, we have studied together Serving God as a Family, Part 1.
在上一次的时候，我们已经查考的第一部分，就是如同一家人来服侍神。
And we use Mary, Martha, and Lazarus as the family that we can learn from.
我们这个马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路一家人来做我们的榜样。
So why do we say that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, they are family?
我们为什么说这个马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路他们是一家人呢？
So because when Lazarus was sick, they care for him so much that they send for our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为拉撒路他生病的时候，他们的家人非常关心他，就特别请耶稣来。
And when Lazarus died, they weep for him.
这个拉撒路过世的时候，他们家人为他铺好。So
likewise for us.
对我们来讲也是一样。If
we truly a family, we should show care and love toward one another.
我们都是真的一家人，我们要表现一家人的精神。When
one brother, one sister weak in faith, we need to pray for Lord Jesus Christ for him to help them.
当其中一个弟兄他信心软弱退后的时候，我们要像一家人一样来关怀他。If
we truly a family, we need to show our love and concern for one another.
我们都是真是一家人，我们也表现出一家人这个关怀的心情。And
when we see our brother and say weak in faith, we need to pray and weep for them.
当看见当中一个弟兄或姐妹软弱的时候，我们要为他来哭泣祷告。And
only then we can start to serve God as a family.
然后我们才能够发挥出一家人服侍主的精神。But
even though we love and care for one another, doesn't mean that we will not go through trial and tribulation.
就是说我们像一家人服侍主，并不是说我们就不会经过这个试炼患难。But
every trial and tribulation we go through is a reason from God. There's a reason behind it.
但是每一次的这个试炼患难来临到
Just like Lazarus when he's sick and died.就好像拉撒路，他病快死了。The reason he died because God wanted to show his glory through him.
这个拉撒路他病死了，因为神要借着他来荣耀他的名。So
after being dead for 4 days, Lord Jesus Christ resurrected him.
所以拉撒路死了4天之后，主耶稣使拉撒路从死里头复活。And
after his resurrection, the name of God was glorified.
那么他复活之后，神的名因此就得到荣耀。
Why? Because his disciple truly believed that he is the Son of God.
因为这时候主的门徒认识主耶稣的的确确是神的儿子。
And those people, those Jews who are friends of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus also believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
就是那些拉撒路的朋友，他们认出说主耶稣就是弥赛亚。So
for us, we should not be surprised when we go through trial and tribulation.
所以当我们经过这个试炼患难的时候，我们不要惊奇。The
first reason why we go through trial and tribulation because we can show our cares and love toward one another.
因为我们经过这个试炼患难的时候，大家可以发出彼此关怀的心情。And
also through trial and tribulation, we can glorify the name of God.
就是经过这个试炼患难，我们也能够因此来荣耀神的名。But
the greatest reason why that Lazarus died and resurrected.
那么为什么这个拉撒路他死了又复活?
Actually, so the servant for the servitude toward God become more perfect.
那么这样子就是服侍主的这个状态会比较完全。
You can see before Lazarus was sick and died and resurrected.
因为在他还没有这个生病过世还复活之前。
During the time when Martha served Jesus, she was complaining.
当这马大服侍主耶稣的时候，他抱怨了。Actually,
it's nothing wrong with serving God.
服侍主并没有什么错。But
if we serve God with complaining, actually our attitude is not right.
但是服侍主我们却抱怨，那表示我们的心态是不正。So
why Martha was serving Jesus, Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
因为这马大服侍主的时候，好像玛利亚找不到了。
But also, you can see Mary just sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但事实上，这个玛利亚她是坐在主耶稣的膝前，and after that, 来聆听主的道理。
But after the death and resurrection of Lazarus,
但是当这个拉撒路过世之后，
we know that the servitude became more perfect.
我们知道他们服侍主的这个心就更完全了。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
我们看这个约翰福音的第十二章。
John chapter 12. Because this morning we like to continue the study Serving God as a Family, Part 2. The book of John, chapter 12, verse 1. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany with Lazarus, who had been dead, who had raised from the dead. Verse 2. There they make a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus, one of those who sat at the table with him. Verse 3. Then Mary took upon a very costly oil of spikenard, anointed feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of oil. So we can see these three verses is after the death and resurrection of Lazarus.
这三节所读的就是这个拉撒路病死复活以后发生事。
So Martha, before the death of Lazarus, she served and complained.
所以这个马大他释放的时候呢，他就没有再抱怨了。
But now after the resurrection of Lazarus, she just served our Lord Jesus Christ without saying one word.
马大以前他抱怨，但是这个拉撒路复活之后。
And before the death and resurrection of Lazarus, Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
那么这个在这个拉撒路还没有生病之前，拉撒路是找不到的。
But now is Lazarus one of the person who sat at the table with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个时候呢，拉撒路死里复活之后，拉撒路也同耶稣坐席的人当中。
And we know that Mary took a better portion as she listened to the word of God.
那么这个玛利亚，她拿着这极重的这个真拿达的香膏。But
after the death and resurrection of Lazarus, her faith even increased even more.
在以前，她是只有单独的来听主的道，但是这时候她又进一步的服侍主。By
taking this pound of very costly oil and pour on Jesus' feet.
因为这个玛利亚这时候拿了一斤极贵的真拿达的香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
This one pound of costly oil equal to 1 year's of wages during that time.
这一斤真拿达的香膏等于是一年的薪水。
And not only that, she wiped her Jesus' feet with her hair.
不仅是抹耶稣的脚，而且用自己的头发去擦干。
We know women's hair, the glory of a woman.
这个女人头发是女人的荣耀。
But during that time, she began to humble herself to wipe Jesus' feet.
但是她极其谦卑，用头发来擦干。
So because of this, the servitude toward the Lord Jesus Christ was so wonderful. So the whole room, right, was filled with fragrance oil.
他们这样服侍主的心情是这样子的好，所以这屋里就满了这个膏的香气。
So truly, we can learn much from the family of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
所以的确，我们可以从这一家人，这个马大跟玛利亚，他们服侍主的事来得到榜样。But
now, how can we continue to serve God as a family?
那我们怎么能继续来服侍主像一家人呢？
Actually, as an individual, we need to experience God.
我们每一个人都要单独的经历神。If
we continually to serve God without having any experience, this means our servitude become very burdensome.
若是我们没有单独的经历神，那么我们服侍主变成一个很大的负担。Just
like the first 40 years of Moses' life.
就好像这摩西40年的时间。During
that time, he truly wanted to serve God and and serve the chosen people of God.
摩西他一心要服侍主跟服侍神的选民。But
during that time, he have not experienced God yet.
但是那时候他对神没有这个一手的经验。So
he used his own way to serve him.
他用自己的方法要服侍神。So
because of this, actually, he was very afraid, so he ran away for 40 years. He was in the wilderness.
所以他这个做错之后，他害怕。 逃到旷野的地方隐藏了40年。
After he experienced God in the burning bush.
但是他在这个荆棘的火中，他得见神。
That one time of experience gave him the strength for 40 years to serve the true and living God.
这一次的经验又激励他走了40年的路，来服侍主。
Just like Peter.
就像彼得一样。
Actually, Peter, when he went up to the mountain, when Jesus transfigured before him, he experienced this great thing and he kept it inside his heart.
这个彼得被主耶稣带到这个变化山上，看见神的荣耀显现。
And through this experience, he remembered even though he had an old age.
他记得这件事情，直到他服侍主到年纪老迈的日子。
So nowadays, it's very important for us as we serve in God, we need to experience him.
今天我们也是一样，要服侍主，我们要亲手对神有一个体验。
Because when we experience our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the strength to continue to serve him.
因为我们这个亲手的体验，让我们内心得到力量，可以继续的服侍主到底。
Listen to the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
我们看以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1.
以赛亚书第六章的第一节,
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
说当乌西亚王奔的那年, 我见主坐在高高的宝座上, 他的衣裳随下遮满了圣殿。
Actually, in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah already served God for many years already.
到这个以赛亚第六章的时候, 以赛亚已经服侍主好多年的时间了。
But one day he saw this great vision.
在这个一天, 他看见一个很大的异象。
And this is the time that King Uzziah died.
就是当年这乌西亚他王崩的那一年。
And he saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the whole temple.
在异象当中, 以赛亚看见说, 主高高的坐在宝座上, 他的衣裳随下,
this experience with God in chapter 6 changed his whole servitude toward God during that time.
以赛亚这个在异象当中读见神的荣耀, 完全改变了他以后,
so we can see that Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 there's two different kings.
所以在这个以赛亚书第六章的第一节里头有提到两个不同的王。
There was the earthly king, which is King Uzziah.
就是地上的王乌西亚。
What happened to King Uzziah? He died.
这个地上的乌西亚王他完崩了。
But then Isaiah, he knows he served another king.
所以以赛亚他知道他服侍另外一个神。
And this king, he's a true and living king.
他就是一个真的存在的这一座的真神。
And this king, he would never ever die. So he saw this king sitting on the throne and high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the whole temple. So you can see for us, we also need to experience God. To understand how awesome he is. And to understand how wonderful he is for us to be able to serve him. Just imagine, you can serve the most powerful man in this whole world.
大家想想看，都是我们能够服侍这个最有权势的一个王。
But one day they will die.
但是呢，总有一天这个王会过世。
Why? Because they're merely only a human being.
因为这个王只不过是一个人。
But every single one of us, we serve the true and living God.
但是每一个人是服侍这一座这真实的主宰。
And the God that we serve is the most powerful God in the whole universe.
那么我们服侍的这个宇宙的主宰是这个所有宇宙万物当中最伟大的一位。
So we experience this kind of experience.
所以若是有这样的一个经验,
for sure we'll be able to have the motivation to serve God even better.
当然我们会有这个更好的这个动机来服侍主。
Just like Isaiah.
就像以赛亚一样。
When you have this vision, experience God.
在这个意象当中他得见神。
Then he said to himself, send me, right? When God needs someone to go out to serve him.
所以他这里回答主说主啊请差遣我当神需要一个人去为他工作的时候。
So that's why for us, if we think about our servitude toward God,
所以当我们想到我们怎样子要做仆人的服侍主,
if we want to serve God as a family,
我们大家要有一家人的精神,
we first need to start with an individual servitude toward him.
首先我们每一个人对主要有一个服侍主的心。
So we ourselves as individuals, we can be able to experience God ourselves.
当然我们有这样子做, 我们就是个人必须要对神有一个经验。
And through our different experiences with God, then we can bring it together and serve God as a family to become very powerful.
那么个人对主都有一手的经验, 大家合在一起的时候, 更产生更大的力量。
But nowadays, it's not very easy to experience God.
好像今天这个时代, 要这个亲手的来经历神, 不容易的事。
Because sometimes our heart is, you know, it's not so pure. Because sometimes our hearts are filled with the things of this world.
我们的心沾染着这个世界上的事。
Every time we kneel down and pray, we think about the things of this world.
我们跪下祷告, 却想到世界上种种的事情。
So that's why we need to encourage one another to pray even more.
所以我们要勉励大家, 要更多的祷告。
The only way that we can experience God is through praying to God.
要能够这个来 单独的见神, 唯有借着祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit will transform our heart above the things of this world.
因为这个圣灵会帮助我们, 这个更换我们的心思。
If we as individuals, we do not experience God, then it's very difficult to serve God as a family.
我们个人都是对神没有单独的经验, 那么要一家人合在一起服侍主也是很难的。
Listen to Revelation chapter 4.
我们看启示录的第四章。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1.
启示录第四章的第一节。
How can we experience God?
我们怎样子来经历神呢?
Revelation chapter 4, verse 1.
启示录第四章第一节.
After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaker with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this.
他说,此后我观看,见天上有门开了,我处处听见好像吹号的声音,对我说,你上到这里来,我要将以后必成的事来指示你。
So in chapter 4, verse 1, during this time, John, he saw the door open in heaven.
所以在启示录第四章第一节,这个约翰看见这个天上的门开了。
Even the door was open in heaven doesn't mean he can enter through it.
这个天上门开了,并不是说你忙就可以进去。
But during the time he heard a voice.
但是那个时候他听到有声音,
and this voice is just like a trumpet speaking to him.
好像吹号的声音对他说,
and saying to him, Come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this.
说你上到这里来, 我要将以后必成的事来指示你。
Actually, for many of us, we're just like exactly like John.
我们很多人也是像约翰一样。
We know to serve God is a very wonderful thing.
我们知道服侍神是一个美好的事。
But we know that the door of salvation is in our church.
我们知道这个救恩的门在我们教会。
But many times, we're not willing to enter to this door.
但是很多时候我们都不肯进来。
But we ourselves know that we cannot enter to this door by our own strength.
我们也知道不能靠自己的力量来进入这个得救的门。
That's why many times our Lord Jesus Christ called us to enter to this door.
所以因此我们听到主耶稣的呼声, 要我们进入这个门来。
He also asked us to come up here.
他说上到这里来,
so he can show us his will and his way.
所以他可以指示我们, 他的道路, 他的旨意。
But how did John be able to enter to this open door?
那么约翰怎么进入这个门呢?
And verse 2 said, Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, one sat on the throne.
第二节说,我立刻被圣灵感动, 就见有一个宝座安置在天上。
Actually, this is the way to enter through this door.
事实上,这就是进入这个门的方法。
Just like John during the time, he was immediately in the spirit.
就好像当时约翰在这个圣灵的感动里头。
When he was in the spirit and entered through the door, and immediately he saw a throne set in heaven, and one who sat on his throne.
他进了这个门之后, 他就见到一个宝座安置在天上, 又有一位坐在宝座上的。
If John did not enter to this door,
都是约翰没有进入这个门,
if he's not filled with the Spirit of God,
都是他没有被圣灵感动,
he could not see that the throne is set in the heavenly kingdom.
他不能够看见这个天上有一个宝座,
so for us, if we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
所以都是我们没有被圣灵充满,
when we come to church, we don't realize that our Lord Jesus Christ is in the midst of us.
我们到教会,但是我们不晓得, 主耶稣就在我们当中,
even though physically we're sitting here to worship God,
所以说我们身体坐在这里服侍主,
but in the Spirit, all the angels are surrounding us right now.
但事实上在地里头, 这个天上的天使都围绕着我们,
because we're in the heavenly Jerusalem.
因为我们就是在天上的新耶路撒冷,
and our Lord Jesus Christ is in the midst of every single one of us.
那么主耶稣就在每一个人当中,
but if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是都是我们没有让圣灵来充满,
when we come here, we only see the physical aspect of the church.
我们到这里我们只有看见这个, 外表上的这个教会,
so because of this, our heart cannot be moved.
那么这样子我们
our heart cannot be touched.
我们心就不会被神来摸着,
but if we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是都是被圣灵充满,
and we come to worship God,
我们来服侍主,
for sure, every time we come, we behold the glory of God.
每次我们到这个教会来敬拜神的时候, 我们能够瞻仰神的荣美,
just like John when he was in the Spirit.
就好像这个时候约翰在圣灵里头,
he see a throne set in heaven,
他感觉天上有一个宝座,
and it's one who sat on this throne,
有一位坐在宝座上的。
And then in verse 3 it says, And he who sat on this was like a jasper and sardis stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
第三节说看到那坐好的好像这个宝玉和红宝石, 又有红围绕的宝座, 好像立宝石。
Actually, when he saw the one who sat on his throne,
他看到那一位坐在宝座上的,
actually it was God himself.
就是神本身。
But if he was not filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是约翰都是没有被圣灵感动,
not only that he cannot see the throne, but he also cannot see the one who sat on the throne.
他不仅看不到这个天上的宝座, 他更看不见这个宝座上的神。
Just like for us.
就好像我们一样。
Sometimes we make mistakes when we come to church, we worship people.
有时候我们犯错,我们的教会是在敬拜人。
If this person did not come to church to preach, I don't want to go.
这个人都不到教会来讲道,我就不上教会去了。
Actually, we have this kind of concept.
有时候我们有这样人的观念。
When we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
我们就是没有被神的灵感动。
Because sometimes we know that some of the more gifted pastor, many people follow them. I remember when I was in Southern California, because there's many churches in Southern California. But because a certain minister is there, people dry would follow him every church he goes to.
就很多的信徒从一个教会开车到另外一个教会去跟着这个传道人跑。
Actually, sometimes we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
有时候我们都是没有被圣灵所充满。
We put our fellow brethren, right, on sitting on the throne.
我们就把某某一位这个传道人换在这宝座上。
That's why for us, we need to be careful.
所以我们大家要小心谨慎。
This church is the church of God.
因为这个教会是神的教会。
And this church belongs to God.
这个教会是属于神的。
So the only person who sat on the throne is our Lord Jesus Christ, not any one of us.
所以坐在宝座上的只有主, 除此之外没有别人。
And only then that our faith can become stronger.
那么这样子我们信心才会更加坚强。
Because every one of us who's sitting here, we are most likely, right, it's easy for us to fall. Because we have many weaknesses.
我们坐在这里的，我们都有很多的软弱，我们也容易跌倒。
But first, when we come to the church, we have to see that Jesus Christ is the King and the Messiah of our church.
我们要小心，要知道说主耶稣就是教会的王，就是我们的弥赛亚。
Just like during the time when John entered to this open door.
就好像这个时候，这个约翰他进入这个天上的门。
But if you never experienced God before,
但是你都是没有经历过神的话,
then it's very difficult for us to serve Him with such a right attitude and a right state of mind.
你就没有办法有一个正确的这心态来服侍他。
That's why in verse 4, Revelation chapter 4, verse 4.
所以再看启示录第四章的第四节。
And he said here, around the throne were 24 thrones, and the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
24节说宝座的周围有24位宝座，24位座位。 这个旗上坐24位长老，身穿的白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
So after John saw God sitting on the throne,
所以约翰看见神坐在宝座上之后,
and only then that he saw that there's 24 elders also sit on the throne.
然后他又看见24位长老坐在这个座位上。
But why during the time it's not one elder, two elders, but 24 elders?
为什么他不是看见一位两位，而是24位长老？
Why? Because any church of God will work as a family.
因为不管是哪一个神的教会, 他们都是一体的精神来服侍神。
But John saw this 24 elders just like one person.
所以约翰在异象中看见24位长老就如同一位一样。
Because they work together to serve the true and living God.
因为他们大家同心合意来服侍神。
And these 24 elders, they sit with a cloth in white robes.
那么24位长老是身穿的白衣, 而且头上戴着金的冠冕。
And they had crown of gold on their heads.
有金的冠冕。
And sometimes when we read this verse, we think these 24 elders are so wonderful.
所以我们读到这段圣经，我们觉得说这24位长老是非常的有荣耀。
But actually, they are wonderful.
的确他们是很荣耀。
And the 24 elders, every one of us who's sitting here today.
那么事实上，24位长老就像今天。
Because we are the one that been washed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们都是借着耶稣基督的宝血所洗净的人。
We are also the one sitting here with white robes on every single one of us.
我们坐在这里也是身穿的白衣。
Not only that, but you can see that these 24 elders, right, have crown of gold on their heads.
不仅是如此，这24位长老都是戴着这个金的冠冕。
Actually, a crown is to show, right, a kingship.
这个金子就代表我们是属神的。
And a crown of gold to show this precious kingship that we have with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个戴着金的冠冕就代表是说我们有这个尊贵的荣耀。But
how did John be able to see these 24 elders?
那么这个约翰为什么看见24位长老呢?
Actually, if we go back in verse 3, it says, and there was a rainbow around the throne.
第三节说有看见这个 这个红，这个围绕着这个宝座。
Actually, if you are filled with the Spirit of God,
都是我们被神的灵所充满。
We will understand how merciful He is.
我们就看见神是何等慈悲。
Because rainbow is a covenant between Him and between God and Noah during the time to promise Him they would never destroy the earth with water again.
因为这彩虹就是这个神用这个洪水灭大地之后。 神跟挪亚立约，从此以后不再用洪水来灭大地了。
Another word that God showed the mercy and the grace upon the people.
所以神在那个时候显出他对人的这怜悯的心。
So when John saw this rainbow around the throne,
所以当约翰看见这个红
Then he understood how merciful God is.
他了解神是何等的慈悲怜悯。
And only then he can see the 24 elders sitting on the throne.
然后他还看见二十四位长老。
The reason they can sit there because of the mercy of God.
为什么二十四位长老能够围绕在宝座周围呢？ 是出于神的怜悯。
And the reason we can sit here to worship God because the mercy of God.
今天我们坐在这里来侍奉神也是出于神的怜悯。
So after he saw the 24 elders,
所以他看了24位长老之后,
and then in verse 5 say, and from the throne proceed lightning, thundering, and voices, seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
第五节继续说, 有闪电, 有声音, 有雷锋, 从宝座中发出来, 有七件火灯, 在宝座前点着, 这七灯就是神的七灵。
And verse 5, you can see, after he saw the 24 elders,
所以当他看见24位长老之后,
and then the only thing that he sees from the throne proceeds lightning, thundering, and voices.
他在看见的就是闪电、声音跟雷锋。
So this means everything around him, they all disappeared except the voice of God himself.
所以这个时候他所看见的都消失了，只有这个闪电、声音跟雷锋从神宝座出来。
Of course, this voice came from the throne.
这个声音是从宝座上发出来。
And he also saw seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which is the seven spirit of God.
再看见七件的这个火灯。 就是这个神的七灵。
Of course, God has only one spirit.
当然神只有一个灵。
The seven spirit of God is described different characteristic of God's spirit.
这个七个灵代表神, 祂的不同的这个特征,
which is a perfect spirit in the number seven.
就是用这个七来代表完全数。
But maybe sometimes when we think about this, how can we experience God like this as a normal, normal believers?
当我们想想这些的时候, 作为一个普通的信徒, 我们怎么能够这样子来经历神呢？
Actually, when I was in Ghana, I was talking to one of the brothers.
我在Ghana的时候跟教会一个弟兄谈话。
And one of the brothers truly experienced God just like this.
这位弟兄见证说他真的就是这样子来经历神。
Because when he prayed and then he went to heaven.
他祷告的时候他被提到天上。
Because during that time he was not baptized in True Jesus Church yet.
那个时候他还没有这个受洗归入真教会。
But God wanted to show him the true church.
但是神呢要借着异象来显现他真教会是什么。
So during that time when he saw the man who dressed in white robe, when he spoke, he also spoke in just like, praying in tongue and praying in spirit.
所以他看见一个人身穿的白袍，那么祷告的时候，就发出这个灵言的声音。
And what he heard was just like thundering and lightning.
他听这个声音就好像这个闪电声音跟雷锋。
And then after that, he saw a group of people.
然后呢，他看到一群的人。
And the people, when they spoke to him, he also heard their voices just like thundering and lightning.
那么有一个声音对他讲话，这个声音就好像闪电，声音跟雷锋的声音。
So when he came to our church,
所以当他到我们教会的时候,
and just the time when we were praying,
刚好我们教会在祷告。
So when he heard that prayer, he testified to me that that prayer sounded exactly like the people in heaven.
他跟我做见证说，他第一次听到我们祷告的声音的时候，就好像天上的声音一样。
So this is truly a true testimony.
所以这是一个真实的一个见证。
So what does it mean when we see the on front of the throne proceed lightning and thundering?
所以当我们看见这宝座前有闪电声音雷锋的时候，是什么意思呢？
Actually, this means our Lord is always speaking to us.
意思就是说，主耶稣他一直跟我们说话。
He always want to teach us to speak to Him and pray to Him.
他要我们要跟他一祷告，常常。 来向神来祷告。
And only then that we can live a life to serve God as a family.
那么这样子我们才能够继续的, 以一家人的精神来服侍主。
Then in verse 6,
第六节,
say before the throne it was a sea of glass like crystal.
他说宝座前好像一个玻璃海, 如同水晶。
If we fill with the Spirit of God,
都是我们被神的灵感动。
And our relationship with God is so wonderful.
我们跟主的关系是这样的美好。
Then for sure our servitude toward God is always be full of peace.
这样子的话, 我们总是跟主耶稣关系有一个和平的关系。
Actually, this sea of glass.
这个像玻璃海一样。
Actually, the sea, if you look at the sea, it's very rough.
当我们看见这海，还有很多的波浪。
But if we are close to the throne of God,
但是我们都是到这个神的宝座前,
the sea become just like a sea of glass, just like crystal.
这个海就好像是玻璃海, 如同水晶一样。
Why? Because in front of God is only peace and joy.
因为在神面前, 就是和平和祥的一个气氛。
Even though we go through trying tribulation,
就是我们经过这个患难试炼,
even though we try in tribulation, as long as we close to God, we will have peace and joy.
在患难试炼当中，当我们到神面前的时候，我们总是有平安有和谐。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 15.
我们看启示录的第十五章。
Remember the sea of glass in front of the throne.
我们记得就是像玻璃海，如同水晶一样。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
第十五章的第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
第十五章的第二节。
Actually, let's start from verse 1.
从十五章第一节读起。
Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plague, for in the time in them the wrath of God is completed. Verse 2.
第二节。
And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing of the sea of glass, having the harps of God. So we can see in these two verses, there's a sea of glass in front of the throne of God.
这两节圣经也是记载就是在神的宝座之前也有像这玻璃海。
How do you know this is already the last plagues?
我们知道这也是最后一个灾之前的事。
Of course, during the last plague, the wrath of God will be completed.
这个七灾这个神的大怒要发尽。
So this means many of us will go through trial and tribulation.
意思就是说每一个人要经过这患难试炼。
So that's why in chapter 15, verse 2 say, I saw something like a sea of glass, but this sea of glass was mingled with fire.
所以这个约翰看见说看见有像玻璃海但是有火掺杂着。
Of course, fire, you know, according to the Bible, it represents trial and tribulation.
这个火常常是代表火洗就是试炼患难。
Even though there's trial and tribulation,
就是有这个试炼患难。
In front of the throne is still just like a sea of glass.
但是在神的宝座之前还是像玻璃海一样。
How do we know when they were so at peace?
我们怎么知道说他们跟神之间有这个和谐和平的关系呢？
Because in chapter 15, verse 2, it says, even though they stand in a sea of glass,having the harps of God.
因为第二节他讲到说他们这个恍惚玻璃海有火掺杂但是呢他们都是拿着神的琴。
Actually, on the end days, as every single one of us are servitude toward God, even become more perfect.
因为在这末日的时候当我们服侍主我们跟神的关系会更加的和谐。
Just like in the book of Revelation.
就好像这启示录所记载的。
Of course, many of us, if you can stand on a sea of glass, actually,it's pretty wonderful, right? Because it's full of peace.
我们想我们可以站在这玻璃海上的确是非常好，因为这是非常和谐的关系。
But it's even better when we stand on a sea of glass, mingled with fire, and having the harps of God in our hands.
但是想想看，都是这个玻璃海却有火掺杂，但是呢，我们又拿着神的琴在我们手中来服侍主，那不是更好吗？
This means to show how great a faith we have toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是表示我们对主耶稣有何等美好的信心。
Let's go back to Revelation chapter 4.
我们看这个启示的第四章
Chapter 4, verse 6.
第四章的第六节
The second half of verse 6, and in the midst of the throne, and around the throne, the four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back.
第六节说宝座前好像一个玻璃海如同水晶宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物前后遍体都满了眼睛
And verse 7, the first living creature is like a lion, the second living creature is like a calf, the third living creature is like a face of a man, and the fourth living creature is like a flying eagle.
然后说第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像彗鹰。
Actually, during that time, John not only see the 24 elders.
所以约翰在异象当中不仅是看24位长老
but he also saw these four living creatures.
他还看见了这四个活物
And these four living creatures, they have eyes everywhere around their bodies.
这个活物呢是前后遍满这个眼睛
Actually, eyes represent the wisdom that they have.
这眼睛是代表他们有的智慧
Because with eyes, we can see many things around us.
因为有这个智慧的眼睛他们可以看透事物
And they said the first living creature is just like a lion.
他们说四活物第一个是像这个狮子
We know the lion is the beast of all beasts
我们知道狮子是百兽之师
And the lion is known to be the king of the jungle
这个狮子是这个百兽的王
Because he's very brave
因为这个他会当勇猛
But even though he see this lion but he also see the calf
不仅是看见这个狮子也像牛犊
Actually a calf is an animal that work very hard
这牛就是劳力耕耘的动物
Then the third living creature is just like a face of a man.
那么第三个活物像人。
Of all the creation that God created, men are created in His own image and own likeness.
只有这个人是照着神的形象、神的尊荣所造的。
So this means every time we behold one another, we see Christ inside of us.
啊，所以当我们看啊彼此看这个弟兄姐妹脸的时候，我们看见有基督在我们里面。
And the four living creature is just like a flying eagle.
那么第四个就是像灰鹰。
So what does this mean for us?
啊，所以这对我们是什么意思呢
？Some of us we just like the four living creature.
啊，有些我们像四活物。
Because these four living creature describe our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
啊，因为这四活物就是来代表主耶稣他自己。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is brave as a lion.
啊，主耶稣他像这个啊这个。啊，这个狮子一样勇猛。
And he worked as hard as an ox.
啊，主耶稣劳力像一个牛犊。
And he glorified the name of God just like just like he himself, you know, because he has the image of God inside of him.
啊，他这个服侍主的荣耀像一个人子。
And he's always spiritual filled, just like a flying eagle.
那他常被圣灵所充满。
So for every one of us, we need to reach to this goal.
啊，说每一个人，我们都要灵修达到这个目的。
Every one of us sitting here this morning, we have been chosen by God for a reason.
啊，今天我们坐在这里，我们都是被神拣选，有特别的旨意。
And this reason is to love God with all our totality.
啊，就是这个旨意，就是说我们要啊尽上我们的这个啊全心全力来爱主爱神。
By loving one another just like He loved us.
啊，而且也彼此相爱，像主耶稣爱我们一样。
So this means when we are serving God.
啊，所以这表示我们服侍主的
时候。We need every single one of us. We need to do our part.
啊，每一个人我们要尽上自己的努力。
Maybe some of us just like a lion.
啊，有些就是像狮子。
We are very hardworking.
啊，就是我们非常的勇猛的。
Not only hardworking, just like the cat, but also we are very brave.
啊，我们也是像这牛一样啊，努力的耕耘。
But maybe many of us we are old. Maybe we you know we don't have the strength to go out to work as like a calf or like a lion.
啊，但是有些人说我年纪大了，我不能出去像狮子像牛一样。
If that's the case, we need to be able to manifest the image of God inside of us.
那么这样子，我们要啊表现出我们有内在有主耶稣的形象。
And to be like a flying eagle, always be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，然后我们要像灰鹰展翅上腾啊，就是让圣灵所充满。
Actually, just like the time of Moses.
啊，就好像摩西的时代。
Actually, Moses is the man of God.
摩西他是一个神人。
He's filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，他被神的灵充满。
Because he always behold the face of God all the time.
啊，因为摩西啊，他常见神的面。
But look at Joshua.
啊，那我们看一下耶稣亚。
Actually, Joshua, he's just like a calf.
啊，耶稣亚像一个牛一样。
Joshua, he's just like a lion.
啊，或者是像是一个狮子一样。
So that's why when they fought against the Amalekites.
啊，所以当这个耶稣亚带以色列百姓
跟Joshua was the one
亚玛力人打仗的时候。
Joshua was the one in front of the line fighting against the Amalekites.
啊，这个耶稣亚在众军之前啊，就好像一个狮子一样。
But Moses was not there just looking at him, but rather he prayed for him.
啊，摩西不在这个战场上，但是他为耶稣亚祷告。
And working together, they can overcome.The Amalekites.
啊，所以他们彼此啊同心啊，能够打败这亚玛力人。
So that's why it's so important for us, the younger generation and the old generation need to work together.
啊，所以今天我们这个年轻的一代跟年老一代要彼此合作。
Because sometimes the younger generation we just like a lion, we just like an ox.
啊，有时候这个年轻的一代像好像个狮子或像牛犊。
And sometimes we lack of this spiritual wisdom from God.
啊，但是有时候我们缺乏从神来的啊这个啊这个。啊，这个属灵的智慧。
But that's why those of us who are old, we need to pray for the younger generation.
啊，所以年长的一代要为年轻的一代来祷告。
But even though we are older, we can be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，就是我们年长了，我们也能够被圣灵充满。
But we have no strength to go out to preach the word of God.
啊，都是不被充满，我们就没有这力量出去传福音。
So this means we need to work together.
啊，所以我们要彼此合作。
For those of us who are strong physically, we need to work really hard.
啊，那个啊，身体啊，体力好的，体力强壮的，要努力工作。
For those of us who are strong spiritually,
啊，那么属灵好的
，we need to work, pray really hard for those who are strong physically.
啊，我们要更多祷告，为那些啊，这个啊，体力好的啊，能够在打好的这个前瞻的工作。
But we hope that every single one of us not only strong physically but also spiritually.
啊，当然我们不希望不仅是指我们体力好啊，我们这个。啊，这个灵性更好。
We hope that all of us can manifest these four living creatures inside of us.
啊，因此我们能够表现啊这个四活物的这个特性。
Not only be like a lion, a cat, but also have the spirituality just like a flying eagle.
啊，不仅是像这个狮子或者牛犊，也能够像灰鹰一样。
And what do these 24 elders and these four living creatures do all day?
那么这24位长老跟四活物，他们每天是做什么呢
？If we read and chat from verse 8. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes, and running within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Verse 9.
第九节,
Whenever the living creature give glory and honor and thanks to him who sit on the throne, who live forever and ever. Verse 10.
第十节,
the 24 elders fell down before him who sit on the throne and worship him who live forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, verse 11,
十一节,
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by you will they exist and were created. So we can see in these four verses, it's talking about how the 24 elders and the living four living creatures serve God, just glorify His name.
所以这个从八节到十一节就记载24位长老跟四活物他们是作业的在神的宝座前这个归荣耀给他
Actually, the four living creatures say, right, they do not rest day and night, just saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
他们没这个不分昼夜不停止的就在那里昼夜不住的说圣哉圣哉圣哉归荣耀给神
And during that time they give glory and honor and thanks to God
他们将这个他们的荣耀这个赞美都归给在这个宝座上神
And when the 24 elders saw this
当24位长老看见这样事的时候
They also worship him who sat on the throne
他们也敬拜坐在宝座上的这一位
And cast their crown before him
把自己的这个头上的冠冕拿下来
And praising him and glorify him and honor him because he has the power to be on it
然后把所有的尊贵赞美荣耀都归给神
So when we talk about serving God as a family
所以当我们提到说 服侍主像一家人的时候
Our goal in serving God actually not you know to cook not to clean but rather to always just worship in Him as a family to glorify His name
服侍主并不是只有这个煮饭或者是做菜 很重要的就是我们把所有的尊贵赞美荣耀 都归给神
Every single one of us when we learn how to serve God
每一个人大家在一起来学习怎样服侍主
When our servitude to God become more perfect
当我们这个服侍主的心智更完全的时候
Every time we come to worship God
每一次我们在一起服侍主
In our hearts we would always praise Him to glorify Him honor Him and give thanks to Him
在我们心里头我们永远将尊贵荣耀赞美都归给他
And this is a perfect servitude toward our Lord Jesus Christ as a family.
那么这个就是一家有一家的精神大家同心合意的来服侍主的好的榜样。That
is to honor and give thanks and say praise to our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是把一切的尊贵赞美荣耀都归给主耶稣基督。So
may God help us and continue to guide us.
愿神继续的帮助带领我们。To
serve our Lord Jesus Christ as a family.
能够服侍主像一家人一样。By
experience, we as individual experience God ourselves.
每一个人对神都有一个经验
And we as an individual will always be filled with the Spirit of God
每一个人都被圣灵充满
And only then when we come together to serve God our servitude will become perfect
那么这样子当我们合在一起服侍主的时候 我们积极的服侍能够更加完美
A perfect servitude toward God is to give glory and honor and thanks to our Heavenly Father
就是把一切的尊贵赞美荣耀都归给在天上的父
Let's all rise up and sing a hymn
我们站立再唱首诗
Let's sing hymn 126
来唱126首
126
126首